And now this is a dictation for Nora, N-O-R-A, Donning, D-O-W-N-I-N-G. April 11, 45, addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C, 775-1640. And New Hope Assisted Living. Dear Mrs. Guidman, a follow-up for Mrs. Downing, the daughter Tammy, T-A-M-M-N-Y, participated of this teleconference. Recent edema, shortness of breath, increased weight. Cardiology, Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K, adjusted diuretics. An echocardiogram was done. Patient has underlying dementia, hard of hearing, resides at New Hope Assisted Living, doing salt fluid restriction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. She uses a walker, no recent falling episode, no reported chest pain palpitations, does have a sleep apnea CPAP machine at night, does have dyspnea activity, mobility is to some extent restricted, no falling or syncope, isolated upper respiratory symptoms that has already improved. She is triple vaccinated. Prior high dose of Neurontin decreased to present level of 300, that still might be contributing to peripheral edema. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Neurontin for Parkinson's CNMed. On bisoprolol, Bumex and potassium replacement, anticoagulated with Eliquis, antiarrhythmics, and Neodaron. Next paragraph, blood pressure 114.91, weight 261. She looks a elderly lady with evidence of Parkinson of the lips, kind of a poor expression facial. Verbal output is diminished, to some extent related to hard of hearing, does not appear to be in respiratory distress, she is overweight. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are November, at that time creatinine was 1.7. There has been progression over the last 1 year, blood test needs to be updated. Last sodium potassium normal, metabolic alkalosis, probably from diuretics, up to 31. A normal calcium, we are missing cell count and other chemistries that are going to be updated. Next paragraph, the most recent echocardiogram from December, normal ejection fraction, grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD3, which appears to be progressive. Blood test needs to be updated. I don't see evidence of uremic encephalopathy. She's at baseline mental status. No respiratory distress to suggest pulmonary edema, no chest pain to suggest pericarditis. Next number, Parkinson's disease. Next number, progressive memory compromise, probably related to Parkinson. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated, antiarrhythmics. Next number, hypertension, predominance diastolic, continue present salt fluid restriction diuretics. Next number, lower extremity edema, multifactorial, body size, sitting position all the time, effect of Neurontin, renal failure, CHF. Next number, sleep apnea on treatment. Next paragraph, depending on new chemistries, we will make a decision if we need to test it for urinary retention given her Parkinson and poor mobility. We will update potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia. We will update PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Further advice to follow, enter dictation.